We're going to talk about even more M's today.
Even more M's today.
So that I'm going to do one short and then do a redo, okay?
Okay.
One tiny short one and then the redo, okay?
I don't know what the redo is, but we'll do it, okay?
Okay, so...
So we're talking about a meerkat?
A meerkat.
We're talking about a mahi-mahi? A manatee and a macaw. They pretend, and then what?
Sleep in the holes.
They do sleep in holes. You're right.
They go like this. And then,
oh, but careful with our here. Let's just leave that.
And then they go like this.
Yeah, let's leave this pillow here.
Like this.
Yeah. Yep, they hide in the hole.
I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping?
Just like a meerkat.
Just like a meerkat, yeah. They sleep in holes, you're totally right. And when there is a group of them, they're called...
I'll tell you something else.
Okay, you can tell me something else.
So, what is their scientific?
You want to know their scientific name?
Yep.
It is... Circata. You just say circata twice.
Circata. No.
Circata dodo. Circata dodo.
Because I added the dough from the monkeys.
Oh, okay.
So a monkey plus a dough makes a a T-Rex.
Monkey plus a dough equals a T-Rex.
And then we put it in the oven and take it out and put it up and then we. Put it in, and then we cut it up, and then we put it up, and then we eat the T-Rex. And then a meerkat plus the dough makes a microphone, and then we put the microphone in the oven, and then we put it up, and then we cut it up, and then we put it up, and then we eat the microphone.
Eat the microphone. That is quite involved.
Not a real microphone, though.
Okay. Any more facts you got before I lay some facts about meerkats on you?
Well, monkeys can dig up a meerkat and eat it.
I don't know if monkeys would dig up a meerkat and eat it. I kind of doubt it. Let me tell you that they live 12 to 14 years. That's how long a meerkat lives.
50 to 20 years.
Yeah, and they're normally...
50 to 20 years.
Well, a little bit less than that, like I said. Another thing, Joshua.
Bonk.
How big do you think a meerkat is?
What do they say? Yeah.
I don't know. I think they make kind of like a cat-like bark-like sound.
They say...
I kind of doubt that.
They say...
Yeah. Okay, Joshua.
Meerkat makes a skate.
A skate. Let's keep talking about facts though, right?
Yeah.
And different things about meerkats. Yep. What character do you know who's a meerkat?
Pumbaa.
Not Pumbaa. Pumbaa is something else.
Pumbaa
is a warthog.
Simba.
Not Simba. He's a lion.
Zazu.
Not Zazu. Zazu the no. Zazu's a
parrot.
Parrot, or some sort of bird. I don't know if yeah. Not Zazu.
Well, a parrot is kind of a parrot plus what's that other bird with a long, long beak?
Toucan. Is he a toucan?
He's kind of. Plus a parrot, because a toucan's not very fancy on the, well.
On the tail? Okay, but what do you know that's a meerkat? What animal? Or what character? You're so close. You said all the other ones.
Mickey Mouse!
No, not Mickey Mouse. Still talking about Lion King. What's the other character in Lion King? They sing Hakuna Matata, Pumbaa, and... Do I have to tell you?
Mickey!
No, you silly goof. It's Timon.
No!
Yeah, Timon is a meerkat.
It's Mambo!
Not Mambo. Where is Mambo?
Sash!
Sash is a monkey.
No, Sash is a meerkat!
He's not a meerkat. You silly goof. You're a silly goof, I tell ya.
My monkey's a Sash is a meerkat.
Okay. Do you want to know what a meerkat eats?
What?
Beetles.
Ooh.
Spiders, scorpions, caterpillars.
One time, birds, sometimes. Pupa was trying to get a big, huge rhino, a little rhino beetle for Timon to eat.
Oh, that was a nice friend thing to do.
By the way.
Oh, no.
So Puma couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And give it to Timon.
So you knew that Timon was a meerkat the whole time? Do you remember that the whole time?
No.
No, he forgot? That's fine.
Now I know. That.
Did I say what a group of meerkats is?
What is it?
It's called a mob. A mob of meerkats.
Mob of trucks.
And the meerkats, they often stand on their hind legs and look around.
Yeah.
And watch.
They go like this.
Well, don't hit the camera. Well, come closer. The camera can't see you. Back up. Yeah, there you go.
Hello, camera. It's the video. It's the video. It's the video. It's the video.
It is a video. So the
podcast.
It's a podcast. Yeah, a video podcast. You are such a hoot. I love you, buddy.
I'm a funny guy.
You are a funny guy. The meerkats
what?
Live in the desert.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they live in the desert.
No, they live on the grass.
Well, in deserty areas.
They live in cold places.
Cold? No, they live in a hot place. They live in like the Sahara Desert, like it's hot. Deserty areas.
Where penguins live.
Definitely not. Penguins live in Antarctica.
No, they live in a desert.
Oh. Did Grandpa teach you something the other day?
Yeah. He said that all deserts are not hot.
You're right. Not all deserts are hot. Which is the cold desert?
Penguins and polar bears live in the same place.
They do not live in the same place.
Why?
Well, one of them lives in the North Pole and one of them lives at the South Pole.
And one time,
Mummy would be very sad if I didn't tell you that polar bears live at the North Pole and penguins live at the South Pole. They don't live in the same place. Mummy gets very frustrated at books when the book shows a polar bear and a penguin in the same page.
Mom, Dad, where does Santa live? Does he live at the South Pole or the North Pole?
North Pole.
So then where polar bears live?
Where polar bears live, but not where penguins live.
But polar bears would eat Santa Claus. Let's move on back to meerkats.
Okay, let's move back to meerkats. Good idea. They have remarkable eyesight. They can see stuff that's really far away.
So they can see if a lion's coming.
Yeah, a lion or a bird.
They can go like
that. Okay, Josh, come back in here.
Flipped.
Do you know another animal that tries to get meerkats is snakes? So much so that meerkats are immune to most of the snake venom. Yeah, you snaked away. Let's move on to the mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
So a mahi-mahi is a big fish. Do you want to know the scientific name of a mahi-mahi?
Yeah.
It is Coryphelinae.
Coryphelinae.
Hipporus.
Hippowis.
Coryphilinae. Hipporus. That's pretty good. I think you said it better than I did. They're also known as a dolphin fish, even though they are not dolphins. And they're not at all related to dolphins.
What do they eat?
Did I write it down? Let's go through some of the facts that I did write down. This colorful and distinct fish has a long body and a blunt face. And it has a forked tail and a dorsal that runs the length of its body. It gets eaten a lot as a game fish or as...
What's that?
That's a mahi-mahi. So it's big, long fish, and its face is kind of just squanched. It's kind of a squanched face. They get up to a maximum of 2 meters.
Are they going to eat that?
Yeah, probably.
Just bite it off the tail and float back in the water.
They'll probably cut it up, cook it, put it on some sort of nice dish. Mommy and Daddy had a bunch of mahi-mahi when we were in Hawaii. That's how I remembered the fish. Because I remember eating mahi-mahi in fish tacos. Mom, and it was delicious.
Coconut fish taco.
They eat smaller fish.
Oh. So
it normally weighs about 14 kgs. Okay.
Ow!
You ate me.
That was funny. Hey.
Yep.
I ate you.
Yep. So the mahi-mahi relies on its speed and their large mouth to capture various amounts of small fish. So they just eat smaller fish. They can be 7 to 13 kilograms. They live about 5 years.
5 years? That's too short.
That is pretty short. That's a pretty short life, right? Mm-hmm. Eat a bunch of things. And then their predators are some tuna, billfish, a toothed whale, sharks, sea lions, seals.
The babies hatch.
Yeah, they have lots of babies before they get eaten, hopefully. That's kind of their goal.
The babies hatch.
Yeah, the babies hatch. So they...
put the babies.
I think they have eggs.
Where do they lay them?
Probably like the bottom of the water. Probably some shallower water. I didn't look up that fact.
But how do mahi-mahis swim high up?
Well, it's not really that hard. It's not harder to swim up or down in water. In water, it's very easy to swim any direction. The only thing with humans, when we go deeper down in the water, the air in our body starts to pressure as we get deeper and deeper in the water. So you have to equalize the pressure in your ears.
We go all the way down to the bottom of the ocean and anglerfish eat us.
That would not be good. We'd have to go pretty deep before we'd see the anglerfish, right? So we talked about anglerfish in our A episode, right?
Yeah.
Say little lights on top of their heads. Because they're so deep that the light from the sun doesn't really get that far. Because every couple feet that you go down in the water, every few meters, there's less light that can get through.
I want to be a diver and the anglerfish eating me.
Well, I don't want anything to eat you.
But I want to go all the way to the shallowest,
the deepest part of the ocean?
No.
The shallowest part of the ocean? Have you been on an ocean yet? Yeah, no. you were in the ocean when we were in Hawaii.
Not the
when you were a baby.
Shallowest ocean.
Like a medium ocean?
Well, the like medium deep.
Medium deep?
Well, so it's not as dark as this, so dark.
Yeah.
Because anglerfish is... normally live in the medium.
I think they live pretty deep. Because Daddy, as an example, went 40 meters underwater. So it wasn't that far. But I went scuba diving and I got to see an eel. And I saw a bunch of fish.
You see that kind of...
saw so many fish above me. It was crazy.
Kind of eel that's kind of like an electric eel, but squish you down.
So I just saw a regular eel. It wasn't electric.
Why?
So it just kind of looked like a snake in the water.
should be like one with a long back and two things coming out of the long tail thing.
I don't know.
Then with its eyes on, it was kind of like tail things on the front. It was kind of like that, like letter in the alphabet.
Kind of like the letter in the alphabet?
I want to flip to the macaw.
You want to flip to the macaw?
Yeah.
Okay, so the macaw is a parrot, and it is the largest of the parrots. And it's...
Next P-word, I want to do parrot.
You want to talk a little bit more about parrots? Well, maybe throw that in. Add it into the peas, okay?
Throw that into our next episode.
Yeah, we'll just add it in for fun?
No, add it into our next episode.
You don't want to talk about the macaw. It starts with an M. It's a type of parrot.
But don't throw parrot in.
Well, we can talk a little bit about parrots.
Well,
just... Should we say the scientific name?
Of what?
Of a parrot?
Yeah.
Is a Ara macaw.
And what's the macaw one?
Macaw. Yeah, that's a macaw. What's
the scientific name?
The macaw's scientific name is Ara macaw. Macaw.
Could I...
Can you say that?
Macaw petito.
That sounded about how Daddy said it. Daddy didn't say it very good. It's because it looks like macaw. It looks like it's M-A-C-A-O, but macaw is M-A-C-A-W. So it like looks like the same macaw word. I think it's just era macaw. Or macaw? I don't know. Anywho.
Read it again.
So the scientific name of a macaw is a Ara macaw.
Ara macaw. And what's the regular parrot name?
The regular parrot?
Yeah.
Well, maybe when we get to peas, I'll look up more parrot things. Because the macaw?
The regular parrot?
Yeah.
Scientific name?
Okay, we'll do that on peas. Okay. So the macaw is one of the most colorful, and it's the largest out of all of the parrots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if there was so many parrots that were pirates, and so many macaws leading the way of all the parrots. So many grandpa macaws leading the way.
That would be awesome.
And more macaws, and more macaws, and more macaws, and then more parrots, and more, and little parrots, and little parrots, and little parrots, and little parrots.
That would be crazy.
Following the macaws.
Following them. Ta-ta, ta-ta. Like we got to follow the macaw. Ta-ta, ta-ta. We got to follow the macaw.
You're a macaw and I'm a regular parrot. I'm going to go behind you.
You're following me.
I'm a fly parrot.
That's something. Another thing that parrots do is they can mimic each other.
Oh, yeah. No. Scrape the beards.
Scrape the beards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrape the beards on the macaw.
Scrape the beards on the macaw.
Ferret.
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 I'm talking about a ferret.
So that's what a macaw can do. They can mimic the sound. They can mimic the sound of humans, and they can learn to do tricks, so people keep them as pets because they can mimic sounds.
Macaw and I have a macaw and a regular parrot and so many pets.
You want to have so many pets?
A dog, a parrot, a ferret, and a macaw, and a kitty, and a bunny.
That would be funny.
Pets that I want to have.
Okay.
Could you buy them for me?
No. I couldn't buy them for you.
But I'll buy all those pets.
Yeah, you can buy them when you don't live with me anymore, buddy. Then you can have as many pets as you want.
I go to the pet store and buy all those pets. Just me and my wife and my pets.
You and your wife and your pets.
No children.
No children? No, you gotta have some. You have to have. Then you can't be a daddy if you don't have any children. You silly goof. You silly goof. Do you want more facts about the macaw, or do you want to talk about manatee?
Macaw.
Macaw? Okay. So when macaws fall in love, they stay together for their whole lives. Just like mommy and daddy.
What's a macaw? Where is a macaw?
Oh, they're in the wild.
Well,
they live, I think, in...
They live in the jungle.
Yeah, I think they live in the rainforest. I forgot. I didn't look exactly.
Live in the rainforest. All parrots live in the rainforest, actually.
Okay. Another fun thing about the macaws is their tongues.
There's so many rain in the rainforest.
There's so much rain in the rainforest. That's why they call it a rainforest.
There's even bad thunderstorms.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then the macaws get beaten dead.
Hopefully not.
Thunderstorm.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they'd be okay.
Lightning would make them dead.
Lightning would make them that way?
Yeah.
Okay. So their tongues aren't like ours. They have a little, they're scaly and they're dry. Ours are wet and soft. And they actually have a bone in them and that uses to tap on fruits and be able to open different nuts and stuff and eat them. Cool, hey?
What? But I taste with my tongue.
Yeah, I'd like to taste with my tongue too. That is what it's good for.
But ferrets taste with their tongue.
Probably.
And macaws taste with their tongue.
Okay, I don't have very many facts on the manatee, but do you want to talk about a manatee a little bit? It's kind of like the cow of the sea. Do you want to hear the scientific name?
What is it?
Scientific name is a Triciscus. Triciscus.
No, it's referring to the avocado.
Well, let's just say, I'll just also add that if you see a group of manatee, then that makes them an aggression of manatee. That sounds pretty cool.
A manatee plus a doe makes a pumba.
A manatee plus a doe makes a pumba?
Eat it, the pumba.
Oh, okay. Is that all we wanted to talk about, Ems, for today? Should we wrap up?
No. I want to talk about more.
More M's?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look in our encyclopedia and see if we can find more animals. Here is a mole.
Oh, I'm talking about a mole.
Starts with M. It is small. It's kind of like a mouse, but a little bit different.
It's a bit bigger.
A bit bigger. A star-nosed mole has a mouth that comes out, and then it strays out like a star, its nose, in front of its face.
I thought it was a mouth.
Huh? What did I say?
The mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's his mouth. That's his mouth. I said the wrong thing. Let's move on.
It's not the nose.
Yeah. So they catch insects and worms underground, and they build tunnels.
It's a mouth.
It's a mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, star-nosed. No, it's his nose. Star nose. His mouth is over here, actually. I was wrong. So they're very energetic, and they need a great amount of food.
Out like a star. A rat.
It's kind of like a rat. They eat, they eat their own weight every day. They eat as much food as they weigh. That one's a star-nosed mole.
Okay, so a mole and a mouse. And a rat are all related to each other.
Yeah, probably.
Cousins.
They probably look like cousins.
But I don't know if they're all cousins.
And they breathe so much. They breathe 800 times a minute. That's how fast they breathe. In and out and in and out. Yeah. 800 times a minute. That is a lot of time. And they are very good at living underground because they have sharp claws that help with digging and their thick fur.
They go like,
yeah, they dig. Yeah.
and lick up the ants and swallow them.
Yep, so that was a blitz of a mole. A little... Well, that's not moles.
Oh.
That's not animals. You said you wanted to talk about a couple more M animals, so we're looking in... A mermaid, is that an animal? I don't think so. Let's talk about a mongoose. This is a mongoose. It's kind of like a ferret.
No,
it looks...
A goose.
Okay. Let's not talk about a regular goose.
Let's talk about G now.
Thank you so much for watching Animals Under the Blanket. That was the rest of our M episode, and there we're turning off. And-